This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Tariffs were used extensively when our country was young, when British manufactured goods dominated markets. There's little precedent for a modern, industrialized, large economy imposing tariffs on the scale envisioned by the Trump campaign. But the first Trump administration did raise tariffs, and the results were surprising to some. Appliance manufacturer Whirlpool's expectation that tariffs on imported washing machines will help its profits grow were dashed when they realized that those same tariffs pushed up prices for the steel they used at their domestic plants. It's the unintended consequences of tariffs, most of which are perfectly predictable, that have made a generation of economists stand firmly against their use. The fact that they lead to retaliation from those whose exports are affected. The fact that they're often passed along as price increases to consumers. The fact that they allow laggard, inefficient companies to remain in business when competition might have forced them to improve. Shall we learn those lessons again? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.